But what about this thing that would be suspended, say, from the limb of a tree by ropes, and you have a place, you know, to sit?
Hammock.
Or?
Swing, I know what you're talking about.
What about this container, if you were burning coal for heat, that you would keep the coal in right next to the fireplace or whatever?
That's not the grate, is it? The grate's what's there. Yeah, that's what the stuff burned in. Coal bucket.
Coal bucket. You ever heard that coal scuttle? Coal scuttle. Is that just the shape of a bucket or something different?
No, it has a, the back part of it is round, but the front part of it is scooped out so that it pours less.
Well, what about if you have a freestanding stove, in some old houses, the pipe that goes from the stove up to the ceiling, you call that the?
Stove pipe.
And the part outside, what is that?
Flue.
The flue. And this thing that you might have around the house, when you're working in the yard, to carry things in with handles and wheel on the front.
Wheelbarrow.
Ever heard that called anything?
Wheelbar.
Wheelbar.
Can't think of anything else but wheelbarrow.
What about Georgia buggy?
No, a Georgia buggy. No, I've never heard of that before.
What if you wanted to sharpen your axe, what would you probably use to put an edge in?
A file, but I use electric files now. I have an electric file, but file, I guess.
You ever heard of anything called a grindstone?
Turn the wheels, and there was a huge stone, and it turned. It's the same principle now on electric.
Well, what about a small one that you could hold in your hand with an edge on it?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
Small. Right. Maybe.
Ever heard that called a whip rock or windstone?
Windstone.
What about this vehicle that I drove up in?
Car.
Anything else? Oh, that's not right. Well, what if maybe my car started squeaking? I might take it into a service station, tell them to put it on the back and go up to it. If you got all that stuff on your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Or talking about, you know, having your car serviced, you might ask the attendant to look up under the hood and maybe say, well, your quart low.
Oh.
You know, before you had these electric lamps, you had to burn
kerosene.
Have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that would be made from a bottle and some kerosene and a wick, something like that?
Molotov cocktail.
I know what you mean. For a point that would not explode, it would just be a useful light.
I suppose that I have heard of that of kerosene. Mm-hmm. But that can be powerful dangerous.
Have you ever heard something like that called a flambeau?
I've heard of flambeau though, of Chateaubriand and all. Ooh, yummy. I'm hungry.
What about the inside part of a tire, you know, that inflates because of the air? You were talking about a boat a minute ago. If you, when you put the boat in the water, what do you call yourself doing? Going down to?
Yeah, boat in the water. Launch.
Launch the boat. Okay. What about the type of boat that you would have to use oars with? Mm-hmm. That would be what kind of boat?
Rowboat.
And most of the, what, do they have flat bottoms or curved or what?
Well, flat bottom boats are usually around here used for fishing.